Anybody got any bitcoins? They're $9,000 per bitcoin at this point in time. I don't know whether that's US or Australian. It's a lot either way. Well, if you do have bitcoins, I've got an offer for you. Robert is selling a house. And in an unusual, unprecedented possibly, a move, he will accept Bitcoin from the buyer. Good morning, Robert.
Good morning, Red.
When you see the price of Bitcoin, does it worry you that it's gone up again?
No, it's quite good as long as it keeps going up. Like any investment that we enjoy, things going up. But with a balanced approach, we know that it can go down. Bitcoin is a very volatile asset at the moment.
And yet it hasn't done anything other than go up, has it?
Correct. It's mainly since its launch, about 2008, it's been a very slow and it's accelerated in what I would say had been the last 12 months.
I think, I believe to my credit, I was the one who took an interest in Bitcoin many years ago. Guess how many I've got?
How many?
None.
None.
No, I just thought it was interesting. Yeah. Armchair. Is it a concern of yours that this, is this legal?
Yes, it is legal. There is some grey areas or things that we need to be concerned of with deposit holdings in trust accounts.
Yeah.
Because Bitcoin is so a new...
Did he just disappear?
...set up and the way it's designed, it's not set up for that type of thing yet.
What do you do about there will be taxes involved?
Yes.
Will you have to pay the taxes in actual normal money, or can you offer to pay the government in Bitcoin?
Unfortunately, I don't think the government is that advanced to accept payment in Bitcoin yet.
No.
So everything would still be in cold hard cash.
Yep.
In that regard, the same as stamp duty would still be conventional currency.
Are you going through a real estate agent?
Yes, I am.
Are they going to accept Bitcoin?
They will. Well, this was the part that we had to work out initially, was the deposit. The deposit will have to be in cash, then the rest of it can be. And we need to stress the full amount. We're not expecting, although there's a lot of people out there with easily over $1 million in Bitcoin,
mm-hmm.
We're not taking the full payment in Bitcoin because I'm not that big a risk taker.
Okay.
And so the way we saw it is if we have two or three vendors interested in the property, they're both maxed out or they're both near their limit of what the banks will allow them to borrow,
mm-hmm.
and one of them has Bitcoin, then that could be what gets them across the line.
Okay, yeah, that works. That works.
Yeah.
What are you going to do with the Bitcoin?
Keep reinvesting it. I started out with it and I mine a little bit. I have a bit invested in that. So mining, for those that don't, it's a little bit like getting dividends on a consistent basis,
mm-hmm.
On your Bitcoin. So that just compounds. And as we know, compounding's one of the greatest things.
Yeah. Now, you're a builder, aren't you?
Correct.
Do you accept Bitcoin for your work?
For small jobs, I would.
Yeah.
For large contract jobs, at this point, I've never had a client ask to be paid or to make a payment in Bitcoin.
You are presumably the first person to actually do this, certainly in Melbourne, that I've heard of.
Definitely in Melbourne. There was an agency in 2014, I think, in Sydney that attempted to sell with Bitcoin.
Mm-hmm.
But you need to be... The market was never ready for it back then, a little bit ahead of the curve. You need to wait till the market catches up and with the publicity with it and the more acceptance of it, it's becoming more and more mainstream currency. So that's where we thought the timing was about right, and next year I've got another project, which I'll probably do the same.
This place is, what is it, five-bedroom, four-bedroom, whatever?
Four-bedroom with a fully self-detached bungalow, workshop, man cave, games room, which could be the fifth bedroom with a self-contained kitchenette and toilet in it.
All right. Well, if I can just get the bidding started, I will offer you one Bitcoin for it.
One Bitcoin. That's I think he quoted 9,000. It's sitting at it this morning.
Oh, you are paying attention, aren't you?
So we need to get a little bit higher than that, Red.
All right, but at least I've got the ball rolling.
That's it. You're the first. You're the first official offer of Bitcoin.
Yeah. All right. Well, good luck with all that. I think it's the most intriguing endeavour. And thank you for your time.
Thank you very much, Red. Have a good day.
That was Robert selling his house in the basin, at the basin, and he will accept Bitcoin from the buyer. More than one, as it turns out.